Greetings, adventurer. There are times when even the surest heart begins to shake. When the calm that we've built inside begins to fray at the edges. Last time, we spoke of inner strength. The kind that soothes rather than controls. That stands not with force, but with grace. But what happens when that strength slips? When fear claws its way forward, and gentleness feels like a lost language? Tonight we meet Strength Reversed. This is the card of the shaken soul, and perhaps the invitation to return to gentleness, even after we've forgotten how. You see, I had returned to the Verdant Hills many seasons later. The trees still swayed, but the glade where the lion once slept was empty. No garland, no healer, only claw marks on a fallen tree, and dried petals scattered by the wind. There were a few villagers nearby, and I had asked where she was, where the lion might be. One of the villagers told me, she's gone. She left. She left after her lion turned on her. It attacked her. I don't know if it was to kill or not, but it seemed panicked. There was a loud noise. A shadow that seemed to have cast too suddenly. A memory that it probably couldn't shake. It doesn't matter now. It seems like their bond was broken. The healer left because she thought that she had failed. That all of her peace was for nothing. I wandered the glade, and I saw small signs, an herb bundle tied to a branch, a hollow stone filled with rainwater. And there, tucked under a mossy rock, a carved token. The image of a lion curled beside a woman, both asleep. I had this feeling wash over me. And I knew that strength hadn't been lost. It may have been wounded, but not lost. It was just waiting for her to return. The reversed strength card speaks to a loss of faith in your own resilience. It may point to self-doubt, emotional overwhelm, or a tendency to react with force instead of calm. You may feel like you're losing your grip on your emotion, on your courage, on your sense of inner peace. Sometimes it surfaces when you've been too hard on yourself, when we've demanded perfection and forgot that true strength is not in never breaking, but in healing. At other times, strength reversed warns of repression, of bottling emotions so tightly that they explode, or trying to control others from a place of fear rather than connection. Strength reverse asks us, what would it mean to forgive yourself, to hold space for your imperfection with the same care that you offer others? In a reading, this card may highlight where fear is running the show. Perhaps you're reacting defensively, or you react when no one's even attacking you. Maybe you're avoiding vulnerability. You're mistaking vulnerability for weakness. Or you may be struggling with a challenge that's shaking your confidence to its very core. It can point to burnout, either emotional or physical. It can point to the quiet erosion of your boundaries. The lion within you may be lashing out, or it may be caged and miserable. This is not a scolding. It's a sign to slow down, to check in, to remember that healing takes time. Sometimes strength reverse also appears when someone is struggling to forgive themselves or to forgive others. Maybe you're holding on to shame or guilt like armor. Seeing this card should remind you that sometimes the bravest thing you can do is just to soften yourself. It's no secret, adventurer. I've lashed out before. I've said harsh words. I've sat in bitter silence. I've retreated behind a wall of, I'm fine. But the truth is, I wasn't. I was scared. I felt small. Somewhere inside, I thought strength meant never letting anyone else see that. I was wrong. Strength. Real strength. Is allowing yourself to slip from behind that mask. It asks for help when your knees are trembling. It's holding the hand of the lion inside of you, even when it's growling. So if you've ever forgotten your strength, adventurer, if you feel too broken, too tired, too much, I want you to know that you are still worthy. You do not have to roar to be brave. You do not have to be perfect to be powerful. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to feel. And you are still, even now, strong. Next time, adventurer, we journey to a different realm. A realm of perception, where lantern light cuts through illusion and wisdom is born of solitude. But we're not going to go by ourselves. We're going to go visit the Hermit.
Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits.
Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffle, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening, and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear. May your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.